With the sounds of a traditional Norwegian fiddle, viola, a classical guitar, and a drum set, the music of QQQ suggests an odd kind of Americana, evoking a place somewhere between Oslo, Brooklyn, and the hills of Appalachia. The band's new CD is called Unpacking the Trailer, and QQQ is set up to play in NPR Studio 4A, so let me introduce the group, starting with fiddle player Dan Truman. He heads the band up. Welcome to the program, Dan.
Thank you very much.
And Monica Mugen plays guitar. Monica, nice to meet you.
Nice to be here.
Jason Truding is on drums and percussion. Jason, treat to meet you.
Good to see you.
And over there in the corner, we have Beth Myers on viola. Beth, it's nice to see you way over there.
Nice to be here.
Dan, I want to start with you because you have the most beautiful instrument in your arms.
Well, it's an elaborately decorated instrument. It looks at first like a violin that some child has gotten loose with some kind of marker. But if you look more closely, it actually is very carefully decorated with lots of florid curves and flowers and so on. And also on the center part of it, the fingerboard, there's all this ivory inlay. And at the top, there is a dragon scroll with a very large head of hair. Sometimes they have women at the top, but I think that was the Viking thing, to either have dragons or women on the front of their boats. And same thing with their fiddles.
Now, the Viking thing is important because I want you to pronounce the name of that fiddle.
Okay. So this is a Hardanger fiddle, or in Norway they call it the Hardingfela.
Hardanger.
Hardanger in Hardanger. The States. Sometimes we call it the Hardanger fiddle. It's all, if you want a little twang with it, you can call it the Hardanger fiddle. That's fine, too.
Now, what is its special musical quality? I mean, it has many more strings than a regular violin.
Right. It has five strings underneath the main four strings that you bow. So like a regular violin, you bow the top four strings, but it has these additional set of five strings in this case that are sympathetic strings. They simply sing along as you play. And so it gives the instrument this very warm, ringing quality to it, kind of an ethereal quality to it.
I'd like you to demonstrate it. With just an excerpt from a full track that's on the CD. It's called Orton's Ode, but could you just play just a little so we can hear that sonorous and echoey effect?
You bet.
Dan Truman demonstrating the Hardanger fiddle, a piece of Orton's Ode. With a Norwegian name, you'd think I could get Hardanger right. You know? But it's tough. It's tough to say. You dedicate this piece, though, on the CD to your Uncle Ort. Who's Uncle Ort?
Uncle Orton, my great-uncle, actually. Orton Ensted, who passed away at 102. While I was actually working on this tune. So
really?
That's where the name comes from. I was thinking about him when I was working on the tune.
Did he play the fiddle as well?
No, but he knew the fiddle and the fiddle music well, which was exciting because I didn't discover this instrument until I was an adult. And when he found out that I was getting into it, he was very excited. He was one of these guys who was very into the family tree and really kept a record going all the way back to his relatives in Norway. And so he was very excited to see it going on to the next generation.
Well, we want to give our listeners a chance to hear the full Monty, as it were. I mean, the full group. And we're going to celebrate the equinox since we're at that time of year. And you actually have a very appropriate piece. You call it Spring. Dan, you want to say anything else about it before we hear it?
Actually, this is Jason's tune.
Jason.
That he wrote for us. So I always defer to Jason when introducing this tune because he changes the name all the time.
All right, Jason. Jason Truting over there on the drum kit.
It is timely to be able to play it now and for it actually be able to be called Spring. We usually kind of change the title. You know, it's been known as Valentine's Day. It's been known as, Turkey Day.
It's been known as the Dark of Winter.
You know, it's been known. I don't know. We're kind of chameleons, you know. We like to fit in with, you know, what's around us.
Exactly. All right. Well, this year, right now, it's called Spring, and this is the group QQQ in NPR Studio 4A. Thank you. Spring, played by the group QQQ. In NPR Studio 4A, you heard Dan Truman on Hardanger fiddle, Monica Mugen on classical guitar, Beth Meyer on viola, and Jason Truting on drums. I want to put a spotlight on perhaps something that our listeners won't know about all four of you, is that there are two married couples here. You mentioned Monica, Dan, you are husband and wife, yes? Mm-hmm. And Beth, you and Jason are married, yes? Right. So what are the pros and cons of going around as a married couple slash quartet?
I don't think we've ever been asked that before.
Only pros.
Only pros.
Only pros.
Better not break up.
We're there for each other.
Yeah. You know? No. So the you don't end up telling, you know, like Monica, the guitarist, doesn't tell viola jokes when Beth is around. There are no percussion jokes, you know.
No.
With Keith. Yeah, okay.
There's definitely wife moments where we sort of go off into separate ends of the room, and the guys go over there and the girls go over here, and then it's like, all right, guys, let's get back together. Rehearsal time again.
Beth, that's funny. That's great. You're going to play us out with a tune that's called Happy Till You Hurt Yourself. We've all been there. It's from their new CD. And before you play us out, I have to ask you, what in the world does QQQ mean? Not like you've never been asked this before.
We have to defer to Beth to answer this question.
I'm not allowed to answer this question. Jason?
Leanne, just as, like I said, spring. You know, we're chameleons. When my friend asked me what QQQ meant, one day it meant, Quillen's quasi quaff. Mm-hmm. Another day it could mean, you know, the Queen's... Help me out here, guys. The Queen's
Quarrelous
Quasi
quip.
Quartet.
Yes.
Yes.
Quip.
Oh,
quip.
That's good.
A quarry quip.
Right. Something
it
for
means
everybody.
What it means to you.
Well, before we hear the tune, which is called Happy Till You Hurt Yourself, I do want to say goodbye and thank you to all of you. Hardanger fiddle player Dan Truman, classical guitar player Monica Mugen, Jason Truting on drums and percussion, and violist Beth Myers. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Unpacking the Trailer is the name of QQQ's new CD on New Amsterdam Records. Our thanks to Studio 4A engineer Neil Tebalt. You can see a video of Dan Truman playing a solo on his Hardanger fiddle and listen to three full Studio 4A performances on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is back next week. Thank goodness. I'm Leanne Hansen.